remember that North Korea is already on the Security Council agenda. North Korea has nuclear weapons and missiles. Adding one more issue, human rights, would be a procedural matter requiring 9 out of 15 votes of the 5 permanent and 10 non-permanent members. Now, naturally, once the issue is on the agenda, it becomes substantive and it is subject to a veto by a P5 member, by one of the permanent members. Well, then, so be it. What Justice Kirby was alluding to, I believe, is that the political price associated with unconditionally supporting a regime that's committing crimes against humanity is high, and it will only continue to get higher. China is an aspiring superpower, a rising superpower. Being an aspiring superpower is about much more than just a robust economy and impressive trade volumes.
What benefit would there be for China to, say, abstain or to vote yes?
That would be a big decision for China. The clear benefit for China would be legitimacy as an aspiring superpower that is acting responsibly by not opposing efforts to sanction, to seek remedies for the situation, the human rights situation in North Korea. In its current form, the draft General Assembly resolution reflects many of the findings of the UN Commission of Inquiry and subsequent UN Human Rights Council resolution. On the other hand, we know that China has been concerned about stability on its borders. China has always been concerned about potential refugee inflows, as we know. The big question here is, how relevant is human rights from China's viewpoint when it comes to stability on its borders? One has to remember UN Security Council resolutions dealing with efforts to counter proliferation of nuclear and missile technology by North Korea, 1718, 1874. Certainly China was opposed to these efforts initially, but now China has come around and is more serious about implementing those sanctions. The big question here is, would it be possible to see a similar development and a similar evolution of China's position, this time pertaining to efforts to address the North Korean human rights situation, efforts to address the important, crucial issue of accountability?